Hi, Ian Martin, Mandel Group. So this is my first time here at the Planning Commission, so forgive me if some of these questions are everybody knows the answer to but me. There's a number of technical requirements in the staff's comments to the Mandel Group related to the PDD amendment. These are things like certain submittal requirements that I either I'm not sure I understand what the staff is looking for, or I disagree with the requirement for the information. So my question is this the time where I should walk through those items, or is there another time I should talk about it before the PDD is finally approved?
Mr. Deedle, these are your actions. So.
Yes, there are a number of staff comments that we had regarding the PDD. It's tied in between the PDD amendment and the site plan. So they're all repeated in the site plan. So we don't have to address them as part of the major PDD amendment, unless, of course, the Plan Commission believes they're as important or more important than staff is recommending, then you might want to alter the PDD amendment. So then you'd be adding on more conditions at the end of the ordinance, like the conditions that are already there.
And in order to make that decision, then we need to know what the staff conditions are that you object to. So let's go.
Correct.
So can you give Mr. Well, we're going to do this.
It's going to be difficult without having the plans in front of us, but we can try.
So, Mr. Mark, why don't you, because Joel's going to have to answer, why don't you pull that chair up next to Joel, and we'll do it that way. Are you? Sit on the alderman for the first district.
Yeah, I think that one works. Yeah, that one works.
All right, thank you. So,
yeah.
All right, so a couple of things that, and the document that I'm referring to with my comments is the City of Franklin Department of City Development memo dated April 4th, 2019. So I'll try to just tick through these as best I can. So one of the comments, and again, this is, as Joel noted, this shows up in the site plan amendment. It's a request for open space ratios, gross densities, net densities, floor area ratios, a number of other things on both a per building basis as well as an overall comprehensive density study as it relates to the apartment project. I'm mentioning it here because I'm happy to provide all that information, but in full disclosure, if the analysis is based on the new B5 building by itself on a standalone lot, the density of that particular building will exceed the code. If you evaluate the densities and all the various ratios that we'll provide holistically based on the entire apartment project, we're below the maximum density that would be permitted. So for me, it was an important clarification. If again, no problem providing the information, just wanted to be clear that that if somebody were to look at the single building analysis, now the reason the single building analysis plays out that way is because of how the CSMs work. So we happen to have three lots that contain five apartment buildings. One of these buildings is on a lot when, again, the B5 building standalone, it would exceed the density. We could theoretically go through a whole other series of CSMs and create a new single lot that had public roads through it that would then show that we were below the maximum permitted density. So it's a little bit of a form over substance thing, but again, it's important because I need to know how many apartment buildings I can build out here. So
Mr. Deedle, in the past, how have we handled this? We've done gross area or individual buildings?
We've done them all. So we'll see if I anticipate. So the PDD sets forth, all these densities and requirements. PDD allows many of these categories to be shared between parcels so that the overall development only has to meet these densities. The landscape surface ratio is the most clear example that had the longest discussion at the Planning Commission. So yes, that has always been the problem with this development. We set these standards in the PDD when we only have preliminary plans. Based on those preliminary plans, we establish setbacks, building heights, densities, just like any zoning district in the city. When the plans come in, sometimes they meet those setbacks and heights and densities, sometimes they don't. If they don't, they ask for a PDD amendment. They've been doing that from the beginning. It's one of my concerns. That's what will be happening here. They will be giving us their best guess or just assuming they're going to meet those standards. When they come in with their site plan approval, I'm recommending tabling or denial of the site plan. When they come in with that, they'll have to do a PDD amendment. So if we're going to approve, if the Planning Commission is going to recommend approval of the site plan, we don't have the information in front of us to set specific standards. So you can't say, we won't be able to say what the height will be, or the density will be, or the LSR will be. They're going to say, per the preliminary plans that were not provided to you today, we're going to have to create some kind of special. That's why, even though I didn't want Jesse here tonight, that's why I didn't argue, because if the Planning Commission goes in this direction, he's going to have to craft something unique to cover our butt, because we don't have the plans in front of us, we don't have the final numbers in front of us, and so we're going to have to come up with something broad. And you guys are going to have to decide whether that's good enough or whether they come back for another approval. It's my understanding they don't want to come back for another Planning Commission approval. They want to go straight to council.
So I'm going to respond to that. A couple of things. The way this project has shown up on the agenda, of course, is based on the three elements of action we've requested from the Planning Commission. So as Joel described, there's a PDD amendment, a site plan amendment, and a CSM. Those are all broken out separately. However, you know, we have, from the day we made this submittal and continue to this point, to believe, while they may show up on an agenda together, they are all, in fact, the same project and the same item. And so our intent is to provide all the information generally that's been requested. I'll highlight what we can't provide or won't provide, but generally we're going to apply it. So to the extent there's a legal issue here about how to properly reflect this in the documentation, that's not the byproduct of a submittal we've made or have not made. The second response I'd like to issue is as it relates to the plans and the notion that there are not plans in front of the Planning Commission tonight. We made a submittal of our plans on February 1st. We got comments back from the staff on April 7th with a request that we resubmit them fully revised with all the comments by April 8th, I believe. Maybe we got an extension to the 9th. Based on our review of the comments we got from staff on a Sunday afternoon, I didn't feel like I could accurately revise the plans for a couple of reasons. One, there were some things I didn't agree with. Two, there were some things I just didn't honestly understand how to respond to. And so I was faced with this predicament that I could go talk to my architect and my engineer, my lawyers on some of these things and spend, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 revising these items without the clarity of what the Planning Commission was comfortable with or even just the basics of what I had to provide to respond to the staff. So I decided that wasn't the best way to do it. The better way to do it would be to come in here and get feedback from the Planning Commission on the staff's recommendation, what we could provide, what we couldn't provide. So that was my hope here. But it isn't a matter of there not being plans submitted for Mandel Group. There was a complete set of plans submitted on February 1st. So that's the situation we're in. Again, if it's a legal challenge about how you draft some provision into the PDD amendment approval, because there's another agenda item coming up next that's related to the site plan, I guess I'd like to talk about that because, again, it's one project. There's no reason to pretend like they're not the same project. One final point here is just to clarify the actions that we've requested. The PDD amendment, the Planning Commission makes a recommendation to the City Council. On the CSM, the Planning Commission makes a recommendation for action to the City Council. And on the site plan amendment, I believe the Planning Commission is the final approving authority for that. So that's the precise thing. When I looked at the schedule, there would be plenty of time for us to solicit your feedback, get your comments, respond to those with a full set of revised plans before it would go to the City Council for final approval. And I would, you know, we'd be more than happy to accept a recommendation that had conditions of approval as it relates to each one of these items. So that's our position on it.
Deal.
To keep it brief, this project has been reviewed with the 1 week time extension that they gave us within all UDO and state required time frames. It's at the tail end of all those time frames, but they're within those time frames. Staff comments were given within those time frames, yes, with not a lot of time for the applicant to respond to them. But again, with the clear understanding with representatives of the owners that we prioritized all the ballpark comment stuff that we were working on. And I believe that we had the support of everybody that was involved in that stadium first, this project second. This project would take 1 to 2 weeks more from that March 20th email. And that's when I submitted it, 2.5 weeks after that email, within the time frame I claim that I said in that email. So I will argue that it's fully within all time frames. It's tight on their end. In my second email, for the remainder of the staff comments, I provided the other option, which is a common option we provide all applicants. If it's too tight for you to respond to those staff comments, table. Revise the plans, then take it to Plan Commission. We do not require you to change the plans between Plan Commission and Council. You only have to do the plans once. It's my understanding you're proposing to make the changes after Plan Commission before Council. It's still just one time. And it would be the same process that we use for all other projects. Only change it once for the Plan Commission. You don't make any changes for the Council. If there are any changes, we just not verbally, in the Common Council Action Sheet, just write those up. No revised maps. We take care of providing all the materials to the Common Council.
So, just so I understand, so then, the Planning Commission approves or makes a recommendation. We go to City Council, and in the event there are elected officials on the City Council that have comments or requested changes to the plans, the staff's position is we do not have to revise the plans? Because if we did, that would be two revisions, which is what I'm trying to avoid here.
There always could be two revisions. If you revise it between Plan Commission and Council, the Council could still make revisions. Or you revise it prior to Plan Commission. We don't make you make changes after Plan Commission. We only would make you make changes for the building permits.
That's new information, but thank you.
Mayor, may I comment? Just so Joel, I know you were on vacation last week.
Can
so
we wait.
Again, this is just more context. I know Joel was on vacation the last week or two, but one of the things that we brought up, Joel, I think it was 2 days ago, was framing in the financial impact for all of us, and it's about $2,000 a day. So while I completely appreciate process, we are all on the hook. Me personally, the city, so every day matters. And, you know, there's a lot of work. I know the staff is understaffed, but what we're suggesting tonight is, listen, we understand it. But we still want to be agile, I know when we came out here and we did the stadium, we had a great session. It was sort of, here's your issues, and we you know, went through them one by one by one. That might have been a unique process, but that's what we're kind of suggesting to do tonight. Not because we're trying to avoid process, but every day is $2,000. You know, and I've got a personal guarantee on this. The city's got, everybody's got risk on this thing. So I think that's the spirit of which all this energy comes from. So I know you didn't hear that, but I wanted to sort of frame that for you too.
Ratios, and that's the issue.
It's open space, building area, gross densities, net densities, floor area ratios, landscape surface ratios, setbacks.
What's been done on the other ones. Those all seem to be to boil down to here's the building, here's what the result's going to be. So, but it doesn't appear that way.
Okay. So the first item is
so
density calculations.
Right, so I already covered that one. We have a couple of...
Then the issue there is, do we do it for the development area or do we do it for the individual building? Mr. Deal.
And we don't know what those numbers are. They haven't calculated.
Yeah. Emily? Emily? Why don't you go use that microphone at the end of the table if you want.
Are you
going to
present?
Oh, okay.
Emily, you want me to drive? I can drive if you set up.
Sure. Yeah. Or is there a clicker?
We need
it's more down, right? Just
tell me when to click.
More than that, like.
So I guess what Emily Cialdini with Mandel Group, what I'd like to do here is just kind of run through what Joel was discussing with the site plan revisions. And in doing so, I can talk about some of the comments the planning staff had that we would like to address.
Well, Emily,
yes.
Let's do this in an order that we can all keep square in our heads. Deal with it one issue at a time. For example, Ian brought up building densities.
Yep.
So the question I go back to is, are we going to do that? What does the PDD say? What does the ordinance say? And what are our two options?
Our proposal is that we comply with the staff's request for all the information, provided that the maximum density allowed on the project be based on all three apartment parcels in the aggregate as opposed to on an individual building basis.
Joel, is that part of the ordinance, part of zoning? Is that an option for us?
Can I comment on that?
Joel, did you suggest that? I think Ian said that.
Did I suggest it?
Yeah.
No, I said that some of the standards are written that they can be averaged across the PDD. Not all of them are, but some of them are, yes.
Density, if I may, we specifically set up the PDD that way.
Right here.
It's the last night call right there.
Is there another one? You guys mind if I... If you guys have the PDD language, the PDD in front of you, page 26, we purposely set this up when we did it because we knew the site plans weren't all complete. that the maximum density regulations may be averaged across the southern portion of PDD 37. So everything south of Rawson, we set up for the open space ratio, the LSR, the density is all part of the gross density south of Rawson. And as an example, the NPSL site, if you did it individually on each parcel, that did not, it did not meet it. So it was set up purposely for that purpose.
That is correct. I don't know how I'll be able to verify those numbers, though. Not this evening.
I'm comfortable taking the, what I'm requesting is recommendation from the Planning Commission subject to staff's verification of the information, which we will provide in short order.
I believe that all these are tied together. If we approve a density change, does that force us to approve smaller setbacks? If we approve smaller setbacks, now we're forced to change the landscaping that's provided. If we're forced to change the landscaping that's provided, now we potentially might have to change the mitigation that's provided. If we change the mitigation provided, now all these plans are changing. I would prefer to have all the plans in front of me so I can look for those issues and concerns identify them.
How about a step-by-step? Plan Commission decides on each step with the understanding stated on the record from the developer that if what the city planning manager just said occurs, where there's by way of interweaving and reactions amongst the points changed, that there's a downside, I'll call it, to city standards, that the city planning manager adjusts those based upon his decision as to what amount of communication there is with the developer prior to it going to the council. So there would be a bottom line.
I'm okay with that.
We would not be able to meet the next plan, the next common council meeting. Then we would need a time extension from the applicant for the CSM. We will exceed the 90 days because it's very close to that already.
Our goal is to have all three of these items prepared for the next city council meeting. So that's our timeline. I don't know what. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know what that means in terms of the clock ticking on the city staff. If the city staff will agree to work towards that end, I'll agree to provide the information very quickly. 90% of the stuff that's been asked for, we have already completed. So I don't think it's going to take us a long time to get that information to the staff. And if that means that the next city council meeting put staff outside the statutory review times, I'm more than happy to extend, sign a waiver or whatever document it is I got to sign to formalize that. Again, the goal is to get to the next city council meeting.
Mr. Diva, what is your current work bill for ballpark? What are you working on?
That's very important. Starting tomorrow, I was going to start working on all those temporary uses and temporary structures. That will probably take me a day or two. After that, I was going to start looking at either making sure that I've caught all the building permits. I believe more building permits have come in for stadium stuff. And then I was going to start looking at the signage. And that's just ballpark comments.